A new study from the University of Technology Sydney has found that Australians may be putting their health at risk by practice hopping. According to the research, more than a quarter of Australians visit multiple practices for their health concerns rather than sticking to a regular clinic. Dr. Michael Wright is the lead author of the study and also a GP. He joins us now to tell us more about it. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Michael.
No, my pleasure, Sam. Thanks for having me.
So what is it about attending multiple practices that actually puts someone's health at risk?
Well, I think we know that often it's impractical to always see one GP all the time. And we knew that people often go see multiple GPs. What we didn't know before the study was whether people attend multiple practices. And the challenge with attending multiple practices is that GPs don't routinely share information. So if you come to see me, say you've got a chest infection, I prescribe you with some antibiotics, then I know what you're allergic to, but then you go to another practice a few days later because you can't get into someone at my practice, then there'll be no record of that information for the next doctor.
And I mean, I know that I've been guilty of this in the past myself, but what's the sort of general reasons for why people do this?
I think there are a number of reasons, and what we found in our study is that people who go to multiple practices tend to be younger people and people who live in major cities like Sydney. So for those people, they have greater choice in attending practices, and if they're younger, they probably don't think, like yourself, that there's, you know, a problem with going to multiple practices. But potentially you will lose some information, and as people get older, they're less likely to attend multiple practices, which suggests that as people sort of are more likely to get chronic diseases, they're either more likely to have a practice that they prefer, or they recognize that it's probably better to keep going to one place.
And sorry, you might have mentioned this, but is there really a huge difference between visiting multiple practices to attending just talking to different GPs in the same practice?
Look, I think there is, because if you attend multiple doctors within the same practice, they'll have access to your records and your notes from the previous, and they'll also have sort of records of any investigations that might have been done, and you don't get that when you go to another practice.
Now, your study mentions that in the UK, patients enroll with a single general practice. Is this sort of practice something that Australia might be able to adopt to reduce sort of the fragmentation that we see?
Look, I think, I mean, in the UK, what happens is you have to register with one practice and you're fairly limited in having to get all of your care from that practice. And that probably limits your choice a lot, and that might not be a good thing. I mean, the advantage about our current system is that we've got really rapid access to GP services for most Australians. And if you can't get into one practice, you have the ability to go to another. So although restricting people to one practice might encourage continuity of care, it might have other downsides.
And you mentioned that GPs rarely sort of share information between practices. How much work, you know, it seems like it may be just as easy as like sending a couple of files over. How much work is it to actually properly share somebody's medical records in a sort of efficient and private manner with another doctor?
I think you've hit the words efficient and private, which are both a lot of major concerns for a lot of people working in healthcare, in that the systems aren't in place yet for that seamless, private, secure transfer of information. There is a new program which is coming called the My Health Record program, which it'll be an education campaign about that in the next couple of months, and that'll be rolling out later this year, and everyone will have the opportunity to have one of those, and that'll provide a basic summary of your health information, but it still won't have the notes from your GP visits. So it'll help, but it won't fully sort of fix the problem.
So it's the main barrier to this sort of sharing is really just that it's people don't have the kind of mechanism to do that. Does anywhere have a system that does work well for sharing records, or is it a worldwide problem?
I suppose I might go back. I mean, there are two issues, I think. One is it's the sharing of the information, but the second bit is we do seem to find some evidence in some of the research that we're doing that people who get all their care from one practice as well as from one GP get better quality care. And so essentially there may be something in the idea of patients and their doctors sort of having a, whether you call it a therapeutic relationship, such that the doctors probably know, you know, recognize what problems you have a bit better if they've seen you multiple times, and potentially if you've seen them multiple times you might trust them a bit more and disclose some more information, or and the doctor might prescribe treatments which are more appropriate for you. So I think it's a little bit more than just the information.
Yeah. So, Michael, this is the research you've done so far. Where are you planning to look at next in your research?
So the next bit of research is looking more about this idea of continuity of care and whether people who go to the same practice and people who go to the same doctor within the practice, whether they get different quality care. And some of the early studies where some of the early results suggest that there are differences between people who go to the same GP, people who go to the same practice, and then people who go to multiple practices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, best of luck for that. And thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for speaking with me.